it's very clear that there's a lot of genetic variation in humans. It's also very clear to anybody who, in a cosmopolitan area, looks at other people around them, that different people whose ancestry is primarily from different parts of the world tend to look different. The genetic variation is not distributed uniformly. And one of the things that I think is important when we think of our history in the United States, there's a very important phrase, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Of course, women didn't count then, but that's a statement of morality. It's not a statement of biology. Every independently conceived person is biologically and genetically different. But most of that difference exists between two individuals from almost any place in the world. And very small proportion of that variation is distributed unequally around the world. And that's a difference that can be medically very significant in terms of the rare variants causing diseases may be different in different parts of the world. But in terms of morality and social factors and worth of an individual, it makes absolutely no difference.